I think many Christians are troubled today because, for one thing, they're trying to walk with God, but also stay in step and stride with the world. But my friend, God didn't call you to stay in step and stride with the world. He called you and I out of the world to be in step and stride with God, to walk with God, to be in agreement with Him, to serve Him, and to love Him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in the book of Genesis chapter 6, and we're dealing with the fact that Noah walked with God. To walk with God means that Noah was in agreement with God. It means he believed in the Lord. He served the Lord. There was nothing between him and God. In fact, in verse 9, it says that Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. We find that other people walked with God. We know that Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. How beautiful and sweet that relationship must have been. We also find that Adam and Eve walked with God until there came that day when they disobeyed the Lord and ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and severed that relationship. That guilt and shame and consciousness of sin caused Adam and Eve to shun God. No longer were they walking with God, but now they're running from God. No longer are they in agreement with God because of this, because of sin. Because of sin, we could not walk with God, but thank the Lord through our Lord Jesus Christ that we can be forgiven of our sins, cleansed, washed, and brought into right relationship with God. And now it's possible by faith to walk with God. But many times we do the same thing that Adam and Eve did. If there is known sin in our life, instead of repenting of it and getting right with God, what do? Well, we run from the presence of the Lord. We avoid God. We avoid His Word. We avoid fellowship with the body of Christ. We stay out of church. We get angry, frustrated. We get upset and give short answers without feeling to people. We justify our sinful actions and blame others, or we blame the circumstance. And the reason for this is because we're no longer walking with God. You see, we are not in agreement with God anymore. At one time we were, but now we're not. At one time we believed God, we believed His Word and His ways, but not anymore. You see, our hearts become cold, apathetical, hard, and even indifferent. My friend, you cannot be in sin and truly walk with God. In fact, in the book of Psalms, in Psalm 1, verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord." This man doesn't walk with what? The counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners. He doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. In other words, he is not in agreement with them. He doesn't have fellowship with the wicked. He doesn't walk with them. As the Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed? My friend, you cannot be a born-again child of God and agree with the sinful lifestyle of others. I didn't say you didn't love them. I didn't say you didn't care for them. I'm just saying you cannot walk with them or be in agreement with their sin. It doesn't matter if they were your friends or if they were your family. You cannot agree with sin, and you cannot walk with them that do. You can pray for them, but you cannot participate in it with them. You cannot be in agreement or walk with their sinful lifestyle. And for those who serve God, there will be and must be a separation. God called us not to walk with the world, but to walk with Him. He called us out of sin. He called us out of the world. Be in the world, but not of the world. He called us out of Egypt to serve Him, to love Him, and my friend, to walk with Him.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.